Family is there for us so that one day we can be there for them. Then when that day comes, yeah, we learn it could be a lot more challenging than we thought it would be, don't we? But it's our duty, it's our responsibility. How frequently are our people finding themselves in the position of being a family caregiver here in New Jersey? What are they being called on to do? What support, what guidance is available for them? My first guest today is with us to explore all of this. He is the New Jersey State Director for AARP, which has released a report, Caregiving in the U.S. 2025, Caring Across States. Chris Waddell, how are you today, Chris?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And learn more about AARP, the obvious AARP.org. You can also download a copy of Caregiving in the U.S. 2025 as well, because it has a lot of valuable information. And, you know, Chris, a report like this, I think, in the position of being a family caregiver and all the challenges, seeing a report like what you've released is it can give at least some degree of comfort knowing that the family caregiver is not in this alone. They do have company.
Yeah, they are not alone. In fact, when you look at New Jersey, 25% of adults are providing unpaid care to a loved one, and that comes out to about 1.8 million people in the Garden State that are doing this, and they are certainly something that they love to do, and you know, they want to take care of this loved one, but you know, often it can come with some it can come with a lot of stress, and you know, but they are not alone, right? Because there are so many other people that are doing this. And so we're really excited for this report that, you know, shines a light on this, what is really the invisible backbone of the long-term care system, not just in New Jersey, but across the country.
And when we say caregiving, what are some of the elements that entails? It's a lot more than just taking mom or dad to the store every week and making sure there's oil in the tank as the weather gets colder.
Yeah, it ranges, right? For some, it may just be that, right? Helping them out, run some errands, you know, bring in the mail, provide a meal. But for many, it is much more significant, right? We're talking things like helping with activities of daily living, like, you know, feeding, you know, bathing, basic, you know, things so that person can remain in their home and community where they want to live, right? People don't want to necessarily go to a institutional setting. They prefer to be in their homes, in their community, where not only are they, you know, not only where they want to be, but also the care, you know,
It's not the basics. Point, I mean, some of the stats from the report here, 54% help with medical or nursing tasks. And you mentioned how this is unpaid caregiving, which if you look at the states in the report, there's every state that's spotlighted in the report. The numbers are fairly consistent as far as the percentage. It's around 25% plus or minus a couple of points. And the unpaid percentage is hanging around the 85%. Percentile, give or take a point, but in these tough economic times, to have that extra economic hit on your own budget, but you're doing it out of love, obviously, to the point where there's 21% that provide care 40 hours a week or more. I mean, we're talking a second full-time job for all intents and purposes.
For many, it is. For many, it is a second full-time job, and you talk about the expense. So 80% of caregivers are often giving, you know, are paying out of their pocket to help meet the needs of a loved one. So that can be about $7,200 a year. And then when you think about the care that they're providing and the value of that care. So in New Jersey alone, the value of the care that an unpaid caregiver is providing is valued at $17 billion a year, which is significant. And that would create an incredible, you know, a catastrophe for most states if they had to figure out how to provide paid care to do that. So our caregivers are not only providing a great cost savings to many many states, and including here in New Jersey, but they're also often, you know, paying out of pocket for different expenses. And like you said, that can be a really difficult to balance your own life and that of the person you're caring for. And when you look at the average caregiver, they're often a woman in their 40s caring for their mom, and they probably also have a family that they're in, a career that they're trying to balance as well. So that is not easy.
We'll get into some of that, too, coming up here. We're talking with Chris Rodella, who is the New Jersey State Director for AARP. They also have released the report, Caregiving in the U.S. 2025, Caring Across States. You can find out about that more at AARP.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You make information available about the various organizations that can help those who are caregivers, caregivers of New Jersey, United Way, Caregivers Coalition, the list goes on from there, state, local, whole host of organization, which is great. But you mentioned and we referenced how so many are basically doing a second full-time job in their caregiving efforts. There, a lot of times I can imagine them putting their jobs at risk. I mean, family first is really what you always hope you can do. But with the load that this becomes sometimes, that probably is not always going to be a possibility, is it?
It is hard. I've been a caregiver for my sister and for my father, from a distance, and my mom was right on the front lines of that. And I can tell you, even the small amount that I was able to do, you know, it was stressful. It is not easy, and it's not always easy to balance that. And so I think one of the things that we talk about is, love is not enough when it comes to caregiving, that often the caregiver needs care themselves. They need things like respite care, and they need things like, just somebody to talk to about what they're going through, to know that this is, that they're not alone. And so we need to make sure that we're keeping our caregivers healthy and that we're keeping them engaged and, so they can continue to do this good work, because, our long-term care system can't survive without it. And so they're really important, and we have to do as much as we can. And, we continually advocate here in New Jersey for ways that we can, help our caregivers stay engaged and doing the job that they love.
Which at advocacy has brought about legislation. We all know the legislative process can be slow at best, but when you look at expanding paid family leave, that's A3451 and S2950, and increasing support for family caregivers, A1581 and S2303, the connection has been made between the needs and a possible solution. How user-friendly is the state legislature when it comes to the issue of caregiving in New Jersey?
So one of the things that we are focused on is the expansion of paid family leave. Although there is a law on the books, it does not apply to people who are working for a company that have 30 employees or less. And we're really excited that the governor-elect has made caregiving a priority, and so we are really excited to start working with her in the new year on priorities around caregiving.
Another one of the pieces of legislation to improving financial transparency in nursing homes. We hear a lot of talk nowadays about transparency with hospitals, and both should be at an equal level of importance. So it's good to see legislation going into that as well, because you've certainly heard stories, as many of us have, where you think that the nursing home, the long-term care facility, is going to be a place of comfort, security, and stability, where it's basically they take a vacuum and stick it into the family's finances until nothing's left, and then here you have to come get grandma and grandma because you all are out of money and there's no more coverage.
Yeah, I think there's an expectation that when you are, when you have a loved one in a skilled nursing facility like a nursing home, that they're being taken care of. And I can speak from experience seeing my own father in a nursing home. And while it was a good place, and I do think that they cared, it often wasn't enough. There were definitely gaps in the care that was there. And fortunately, my mom was available to be there on a regular basis to fill some of those gaps. But there is a need for greater transparency in nursing homes. What we have seen is we are seeing a lot of evidence of dollars, which are taxpayer dollars largely through Medicaid, that are going into nursing homes for care. And yet we're not seeing those dollars used for care. There's this very complex financial structure that's being set up with many nursing homes. And we are worried that those dollars are being siphoned away from care and instead going towards profits. And so we need to have greater transparency to understand, where do those dollars go? If there are more that are needed, then we should certainly have that conversation. But we have to understand where the current funding is going.
I just want to make it clear, too, I wasn't making a blanket statement saying all or have questions about them. There are, like with any other industry, there are many legit, there are a few that are not as legit, and those are the ones that need a proper focus, which transparency legislation would certainly enable that. So if you are one of those very special family caregivers and you think that it's a tough haul, well, it is, you certainly know that firsthand, but you're not in it alone, and what AARP provides through statistics like in their report, Caregiving in the U.S. 2025, Caring Across States, their advocacy and the information education, and really a team, their efforts, their work, their knowledge becomes a part of your team to make sure that you can do what you need to do for your loved one for as long as you possibly can or have to. Find out more at AARP.org. He is the New Jersey State Director for AARP, Chris Waddello. Chris, thanks for the comfort and the support you give people in challenging times in so many ways. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris, and shining a light on this issue.